The Translation of the Meanings of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz 24, Surah Az-Zumar, The Groups, verse 32 onwards. So, who is more unjust than him who forges a lie against Allah and rejects the truth when it reached him? Is it not that in Jahannam, hell, there is an abode for the disbelievers? As for the one who has come with the truth and believed it to be true, then such people are the ones who are God-fearing. For them, with their Lord, there is what they wish. That is the reward of those who are good in their deeds, so that Allah wipes out from them the worst deeds they did and gives their reward to them for the best of what they used to do. Is Allah not sufficient for the protection of his slaves? They are frightening you of those false gods whom they worship, other than him. Whomever so Allah would let go astray, for him there is no one to guide. And whomever so Allah gives guidance, for him there is no one to misguide. Is it not that Allah is mighty, powerful to avenge? If you ask them as to who created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, Allah. Say, then, tell me about those whom you invoke other than Allah. If Allah intends to cause some harm to me, are they able to remove the harm caused by him? Or if he intends to bless me with mercy, are they able to hold back his mercy from me? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. In him trust those who rightly trust in someone. Say, O my people, do at your place what you are doing. I am to do what I have been ordered to do. Very soon you will come to know as to who will be visited by a punishment that would disgrace him and upon whom a lasting punishment will rest. We have sent down to you the book for the people with truth. So, whoever follows the guidance, it is for his own good, and whoever goes astray, he will go astray only to his own detriment, and you are not responsible for them. Allah fully takes away the souls of the people at the time of their death, and of those who do not die in their sleep. Then he withholds those on whom he had decreed death, and sends others back up to an appointed term. Surely in this there are signs for a people who ponder. Is it that they have adopted intercessors out of those whom they invoke other than Allah? Say, do you take them as intercessors even though they have no power at all, nor do they understand? Say, intercession belongs entirely to Allah. When Allah is mentioned alone, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter are filled with disgust. And when those whom they worship other than him are mentioned, they become happy forthwith. Say, O Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of the unseen and the seen, you will judge between your servants in that about which they used to differ. Were the wrongdoers to own all that is on the earth, and even twice as much, they would surely seek to ransom themselves with it against the evil punishment on the day of judgment. They will appear to them from Allah what they have never imagined. Unveiled to them will be the evils of what they used to earn, and in circles they will be by what they used to ridicule. When man is visited by a trouble, he prays to us, but when after that we favour him with some blessing from us, he says, "This is given to me because of my knowledge." No, but this is a trial, yet most of them do not know. The same was said by those before them, but what they used to earn was of no avail to them. And they were overtaken by the evils of what they had earned, and the wrongdoers from these, infidels too, will be overtaken by the evils of what they have earned, and they will not be able to escape. Do they not know that it is Allah who extends provision to whomever so he wills and straightens it for whomever so he wills? Surely in that there are signs for a people who believe. Say on my behalf, O servants of mine who have acted recklessly against their own selves, do not despair of Allah's mercy. Surely Allah will forgive all sins. Surely he is the one who is the most forgiving, the very merciful. Turn passionately towards your Lord and submit to him before the punishment comes to you, after which you will not be helped. And follow the best of what has been sent down to you from your Lord before the punishment comes to you suddenly, when you do not even expect, lest someone should say, pity on me, because I fell short in respect of observing the rights of Allah, and in fact, I was one of those who mocked. Or, lest someone should say, if Allah were to show me the way, I would have surely been among those who fear Allah. Or, lest someone should say, when he sees the punishment, would that I have a chance to return, so that I may become one of those who are good in their deeds? No, my verses had reached you, but you called them untrue and waxed proud and became of those who disbelieved. And on the day of judgment, you will see those who had forged lies against Allah in a state that their faces are turned black. Is it not that in Jahannam there is an abode for the arrogant, and Allah will save the God-fearing from Jahannam with utmost success granted to them, so as no evil will touch them, nor will they grieve. Allah is the creator of everything, and he is the guardian over everything. To him belong the To him belong the keys to the heavens and the earth. As for those who have rejected the verses of Allah, it is they who are the losers. Say, is it then someone other than Allah that you ask me to worship, O ignorant people? It has already been revealed to you and to those before you. If you associate partners with Allah, your deeds shall be rendered useless and you shall be among the losers. On the contrary, it is Allah whom you should worship and be among the grateful. They did not hold Allah in his true esteem. The whole earth will be in a single grip of his hand on the day of doom, and the heavens will be rolled up on his right hand. Pure is he, far too higher than what they associate with him. And horn, sur, will be blown, and all those in the heavens and all those in the earth will faint, except the one whom Allah wills otherwise. Thereafter it will be blown once again, and suddenly they will stand up, looking around, and the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, and the book of everyone's deeds will be placed, and the prophets and the witnesses will be brought, and matters will be decided between them with justice, and they will not be wronged. And everyone will be paid in full for what he did, and he knows best what they do. Those who disbelieved will be driven towards Jahannam in groups, until when they reach it, its gates will be opened, and its keepers will say to them, did messengers from among you not come to you reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you about the meeting of this day of yours? They will say, yes, they did, but the word of punishment had become certain against those who disbelieved. It will be said, enter the gates of Jahannam to live in it forever. So how evil is the dwelling place of the arrogant. And those who used to fear their Lord will be led towards Jannah, paradise, in groups, until when they reach it, while its gates will be already opened for them, and its keepers will say to them, Salam alaikum. Peace be upon you. How good are you? So enter it to live here forever. And they will say, Alhamdulillah, praise belongs to Allah who made his promise come true for us and made us inherit the territory so as we can dwell anywhere we wish in Jannah, paradise. So excellent is the reward of those who did good deeds, and you will see the angels ringed around the throne proclaiming the purity of their Lord along with his praise, and matters will stand settled between them rightfully. And it will be said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Surah Al-Mu'min, the Believer. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Ha Mim. This is a revelation of the book from Allah, the Mighty, the All-Knowing, the one who forgives sins and accepts repentance, the one who is severe in punishment, the one who is the source of all power. There is no God but He. To Him is the ultimate return of all. No one quarrels about the verses of Allah except those who disbelieve. So their prosperous movements in the city should not deceive you. Before these, the people of Nuh and the groups after them had rejected the messengers. Every group intended to seize their messenger and raise disputes on the basis of falsehood so that they might refute the truth with it. Hence, I seized them. So, how was my punishment? And similarly, the word of your Lord has become due against those who disbelieve that they are the people of the fire. Those who are bearing the throne and those who are around it, pronounce the purity of your Lord along with his praise and believe in him and pray for the forgiveness of those who believe, saying, Our Lord, your mercy and knowledge comprehends everything, so forgive those who repent and follow your way and save them from the punishment of the fire. And, Our Lord, admit them to the eternal gardens of Jannah paradise that you have promised for them, and admit those as well as who did good from among their fathers and wives and children. You, only you, are the mighty, the wise, and save them from evils of punishment, and whomever so you save from evils that day, it is surely because you bless him with mercy, and that is a great achievement indeed. Those who disbelieve will be addressed by a voice saying, Allah's hatred for you when you were invited to the true faith and you refused was greater than your hatred for yourselves. Today when you are hating your own selves out of remorse, they will say, Our Lord, you gave us death twice and you gave us life twice. Now we confess our sins. So is there any way to come out of here? The reply will be no. This is because whenever Allah alone was invoked, you used to disbelieve. And if partners were associated with him, you used to believe. Now the decision lies with Allah, the High, the Great. It is He who shows you His signs and sends down provision for you from the sky, and no one takes lesson but the one who turns to Him. So, worship Allah, making your submission exclusive for Him, even though the disbelievers dislike it. He is high in stations, the Lord of the throne. He sends the Spirit down under His command on whomever He wills from among His servants, so that He warns of the day of encounter. The day they will come in open view. Nothing about them will remain hidden from Allah. To whom belongs the kingdom today? To Allah alone, the One, the All-Dominant. Today, everyone will be recompensed for what they want, for what one earned. There is no injustice today. Surely Allah is swift in reckoning. And warn them of the day of approaching horror, when hearts will jump up into the throats, and they will be choked. There will be neither a friend for the unjust, nor an intercessor to be listened to. He knows the treachery of the eyes and whatever is concealed by the heart. He will give his judgment with truth, and those whom they invoke besides him cannot judge anything. Surely it is Allah who is hearing, seeing. Have they not travelled through the earth and seen how was the fate of those who used to be before them? They were stronger than these in power and in traces left on the earth, but Allah sees them because of their sins. There was no one to save them from Allah. That was because messengers used to come to them with clear signs, but they disbelieved. Then Allah sees them. Surely He is strong, severe in punishment. Indeed, we sent Musa with our signs and a manifest proof to Pharaoh and Haman and Qarun, but they said, "He is a sorcerer, a liar." And when he brought them the truth from us, they said, "Kill the sons of those who have accepted faith with him and spare the lives of their women." But the plot of the disbelievers is nothing but a failure. And Pharaoh said, "Let me kill Musa and let him call his Lord. I am afraid that he will change your religion or he will cause havoc to appear in the land." And Musa said, "I have sought protection of my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant man who does not believe in the day of reckoning." And said a believing man from the house of Pharaoh, who had kept his faith secret, "Would you kill a man because he says, 'Allah is my Lord,' while he has come to you with clear signs from your Lord? If he is a liar, his lie will fall back on himself. And if he is truthful, some of what punishment of which he warns you will afflict you. Indeed, Allah does not give guidance to anyone who is a transgressor, a liar. O my people, the kingdom is yours today, while you are dominant on the land. But who is going to help us against Allah's punishment if it comes upon us?" Pharaoh said, "I do not give you an opinion unless I myself believe it to be correct, and I do not direct you to anything but to the right way." Said he who had believed, "I fear for you something like the day of a disbelieving groups of the past, like the fate of the people of Nuh and Ad and Thamud and those who were after them, and Allah does not intend to do any justice to his servants. And O my people, I fear for you a day in which people will call one another, a day when you will turn back on your heels, having no one to save you from Allah. But whomever Allah lets go astray, for him there is no one to guide. And Yusuf had already come to you earlier with clear signs, but you remained in suspicion about what he brought to you until when he died. You said, 'Allah will never send a messenger after him.' That is how Allah lets go astray anyone who crosses limits and lives in doubt. Those who quarrel in Allah's verses without any authority having reached them, it is terribly hateful with Allah and those who believe. That is how Allah stamps a seal on the entire heart of an arrogant tyrant. And Pharaoh said, 'O Haman, make a tower for me. Perhaps I could reach the ways to the heavens and peek towards the God of Musa. And indeed, I deem him a liar.' That is how his evil deeds were made attractive to Pharaoh and how he was held back from the way. The evil design of Pharaoh was to end in nothing but ruin. And said he who had believed, 'O my people, follow me. I will show you the path of guidance. O my people, this life of the world is only a momentary benefit, while the hereafter is indeed the place of permanent living. The one who does something evil will not be punished, but in its equal proportion. But the one who does a righteous deed, be he male or female, while he is a believer, then such people will enter Jannah, paradise, where they will be provided with bounties beyond reckoning. And O my people, what is wrong with me that I call you to salvation and you call me to the fire? You invite me to reject my belief in Allah and ascribe to him partners about whom I have no knowledge, while I invite you to him who is the mighty, the most forgiving. It is obvious that those gods to whom you are inviting me are not worth calling, neither in this world nor in the world to come, and that we have to return back to Allah, and that the transgressors are indeed the people of the fire. Soon you will remember what I am saying to you, and I entrust my matter with Allah. Surely Allah has all his servants in sight." Then Allah saved him from the evils of what they designed, and the house of Pharaoh was encircled by an evil punishment. It is the fire before which they are presented morning and evening, and on the day when the hour of final judgment will take place, the order will be released. Admit the family of Pharaoh into the most severe punishment. And worth remembering is the time when they, the infidels, will argue with each other in the fire. So the weak will say to those who are arrogant, "Surely we used to be your followers. Would you then stand for us in suffering at least a part of the punishment of fire?" Those who are arrogant will say, "We all are in it. Allah has already passed the judgment between his servants." And those in the fire will say to the keepers of Jahannam, hell, Pray to your Lord to lighten the punishment for us someday. They will say, had your messengers not been coming to you with open signs? They will say, of course they had come. They, the keepers, will say, then keep praying. But praying of the disbelievers in the hereafter is only in vain. Surely we do help our messengers and the believers in the worldly life, as well as we help them on the day in which witnesses will stand to give their testimony, a day when apology of the unjust will bring them no benefit, and on them shall be the curse, and for them will be in the evil abode. We gave guidance to Musa, while we made the children of Israel inherit the book, as a guide and advice for people of understanding. So, be patient. Surely the promise of Allah is true, and seek forgiveness for your sins, and proclaim the purity and praise of your Lord in the afternoon and at dawn. Surely, those who quarrel in Allah's verses without any authority having reached them, there is nothing in their hearts but pride of greatness that they are not able to reach. So, seek refuge with Allah. Surely, He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Certainly, the creation of the heavens and the earth is greater than the creation of human beings, but most human beings do not know. The blind one and the sighted one are not equal, and those who believed and did good deeds and the evil ones are not equal either. Little you heed to the advice. Certainly, the hour is bound to come. There is no doubt in it, but most of the people do not believe. Your Lord has said, call me, I will respond to you. Definitely, those who show arrogance against worshipping me shall enter Jahannam, hell, with disgrace. Allah is the one who made for you the night so that you may have rest in it, and the day to let you see. Surely, Allah is most kind to people, but most of the people do not offer gratitude. This is Allah, your Lord, the creator of everything. There is no God but He. Then, from where are you being reversed? By your selfish desires. Similarly, reversed were those who used to deny our verses. Allah is the one who made for you the earth a place to live, and the sky a roof, and shaped you, and made your shape so good, and provided you with a lot of good things. That is Allah, your Lord. So, glorious is Allah, the Lord of the world. He is ever living. There is no God but He. So worship Him, making your submission exclusive for Him. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Say, I have been ordered not to worship those whom you invoke besides Allah when clear signs from my Lord have already come to me, and I have been ordered that I should submit to the Lord of the worlds. He is the one who created you from dust, then from a drop of semen, then from a clot. After that, He takes you out as an infant, then He makes you grow, so that you reach full maturity, and thereafter become old, and some of you die earlier, and so that you reach the appointed term, and so that you understand. He is the one who gives life and brings death, and when He decides to do something, He only says to it, be, and it comes to be. Have you not seen those who quarrel in Allah's verses? From where are they being turned away? By their selfish desires? Those who rejected the book and what we sent with our messengers. So they will soon come to know when shackles will be round their necks and chains. They will be dragged into the hot water, after which they will be thrown into the fire as fuel. Then it will be said to them, where are those whom you used to associate in worship besides Allah? They will say, they are lost to us. Rather, we used to invoke nothing at all. This is how Allah makes disbelievers get lost. It will be said to them, this is because you used to rejoice on the earth wrongfully, and because you used to show arrogance. Enter the gates of Jahannam to live in it forever. So, how evil is the abode of the arrogant. Therefore, be patient. Surely, Allah's promise is true. Then, O Prophet, whether we show you in your life a part of the promise we are making to them, or make you die before they are punished, in any case, they have to be returned to us. We had sent messengers before you. Among them, there are those whose history we have narrated to you, and of them there are those whose history we did not narrate to you. And it is not up to a messenger that he could come up with a sign without permission from Allah. So, when the command of Allah will come, matters will stand decided justly, and on that occasion all adherents of falsehood will turn into losers. Allah is the one who made for you the cattle, so that you may ride some of them, and of them you eat, and for you there are other benefits in them. And so that by riding on them you meet any need you have in your heart, and on them and on boats you are carried. He shows you His signs. Then, which of the signs of Allah would you still deny? Have they not travelled through the earth and seen how was the fate of those before them? Most of them were more in numbers than these, and superior in vigour and vestiges left on the earth. So then, whatever they used to earn did not work for them at all. When their messengers came to them with manifest signs, they exulted because of whatever knowledge they had, and they were encircled by what they used to ridicule. When they saw our punishment, they said, "We have now come to believe in Allah alone, and we have rejected everything we used to ascribe to him as partners." But their profession of faith was not competent to benefit them. Once they had seen our punishment, a customary practice of Allah that has been there all along in the matter of his servants, and hence the disbelievers became the losers. Surah Hamim As-Sajda. With the name of Allah, the All Merciful, the Very Merciful. Hamim. This is a revelation from the All Merciful, the Very Merciful, a book whose verses are elaborate in the form of an Arabic Quran for a people who understand, as a bearer of good news and warning. Yet most of them turned away, so they do not listen. And they say, "Our hearts are wrapped in covers against that faith to which you invite us, and there is deafness in our ears, and there is a barrier between you and us. So, do in your way. We too are doing in our own way. Say, I am but a human being like you. It is revealed to me that your God is only one God. So, turn straight towards him and seek forgiveness from him. And woe to the mushriks, those who ascribe partners to Allah, who do not pay zakat, and of the life of the hereafter, they are deniers. As for those who believe and do righteous deeds, for them there is a reward that will never be interrupted. Say, do you really disbelieve in the one who has created the earth in 2 days and ascribe to him partners? That is the Lord of the worlds. He has placed firm mountains in it, the earth towering above it, and put blessings in it, and proportioned its foods therein in 4 days, equal for those who ask. Then he turned straight to the sky while it was asmoke, and said to it and to the earth, come to my obedience, both of you, willingly or unwillingly. Both said, we come willingly. So he accomplished them as 7 skies in 2 days, and settled in every sky its due thing. And we have decorated the closest sky with lamps and protected it properly. All this is the determination of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. So if they turn away, then say, I have warned you of a calamity like the calamity of Ad and Thamud. When the messengers came to them from their front and from their rear, saying, do not worship anyone but Allah, they said, had our Lord really willed to send someone as a messenger, he would have sent down angels. So we are deniers of what you have been sent with. As for Ad, they showed arrogance in the land with no right to do so and said, who is stronger than us in power? Did they not see that Allah, who created them, is stronger than them in power? And they used to reject our signs. So we let loose a wild wind on them in unlucky days to make them taste the humiliating punishment in the present life. And of course the punishment of the hereafter will be much more humiliating, and they will not be helped. As for Thamud, we showed them the way, but they preferred blindness to the guidance. Therefore they were seized by the bang of the abasing punishment because of what they used to earn. And we saved those who believed and used to be God-fearing. Remind them of the day when Allah's enemies will be mustered towards the fire, so they will be kept under control until when they will come to it. Their ears and their eyes and their skins will testify against them about what they used to do. And they will say to their skins, why did you testify against us? The skins will say, we were made to speak by Allah, the one who has made everything to speak. And he had created you the first time, and to him you are going to be returned. And you had not been hiding yourselves when committing sins from your ears and your eyes and your skins that would bear witness against you. But you thought that Allah did not know much of what you did. This thought of yours that you conceived about your Lord brought you to ruin, and you became among the losers. Now, if they endure patiently, even then the fire is their abode, and if they seek forgiveness, they are not among those who could be forgiven. And we had assigned for them followers in the worldly life, who beautified for them what was before them and what was behind them. And thus the word of punishment became due against them, along with the communities that passed before them, from jinns and human beings. Surely they were the losers. And said those who disbelieved, do not listen to this Quran and make noise during its recitation so that you may overcome. So we will certainly make them taste a severe punishment and will certainly recompense them for the worst of what they used to do. That is the recompense of the enemies of Allah, the fire. For them there is the eternal home as a recompense for their persistent denial of our verses. And those who disbelieve will say, our Lord, show us the two out of the jinns and the humans who led us astray, and we will put both of them under our feet so that they become among the lowest. Surely, those who have declared, our Lord is Allah, then remain steadfast. On them the angels will descend, saying, Do not fear and do not grieve, and be happy with the good news of Jannah, paradise, that you had been promised. We have been your friends in the worldly life and will remain as such in the hereafter. And for you here is whatever your souls desire. And for you here is whatever you call for, a gift of welcome from the most forgiving, the very merciful. Who can be better in words than the one who calls towards Allah and acts righteously and says, I am one of those who submit themselves to Allah. Good and evil are not equal. Repel evil with what is best, and you will see that the one you had mutual enmity with him will turn as if he were a close friend. And no one is blessed with this attitude but those who observe patience. And no one is blessed with this attitude but a man of great luck. And should a stroke from Satan strike you, seek refuge with Allah. Surely he is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Among his signs are the night and the day, and the sun and the moon. Do not prostrate yourselves to the sun or to the moon, and prostrate yourselves to Allah who has created them, if it is him whom you worship. Still, if they show arrogance, then those who are with your Lord proclaim his purity night and day, and they do not get weary. And among his signs is that you see the land inactive. Then, once we send down water thereto, it gets excited and swells. Surely, the one who has given life to it is the one who gives life to the dead. No doubt, he is powerful to do everything. Surely, those who adopt perversity about our verses are not hidden from us. So, tell me which one is better, the one who is thrown into the fire or the one who will come safely on the day of judgment? Do whatever you wish. He is watchful over whatever you do. Surely, those who have rejected the advice, the Quran, when it came to them, are the ones who adopted perversity and are not hidden from us. And surely, it is an unassailable book that cannot be approached by falsehood, neither from its front nor from its behind. A revelation from the All-Wise, the Ever-Praised. Nothing is being said to you but what has been said to the messengers before you. Your Lord is certainly the Lord of forgiveness and the Lord of painful punishment. Had we made it a non-Arabic Quran, they would have said, why are its verses not clearly explained? Is it a non-Arabic book and an Arab messenger? Say, for those who believe, it is guidance and cure. As for those who do not believe, there is deafness in their ears, and for them it is blindness. Such people are being called from a distant place. And we gave Musa the book. Then it was disputed as well. But for a word that had already come from your Lord, the matter would have been decided between them. They are in confounding doubt about it. If someone acts righteously, he does so for the benefit of his own soul. And if someone commits evil, he does so against it. Your Lord is not unjust to his servants. End of Juz 24.